Hi everybody, it's the 2nd of January 2023, and with this devotional comes the best of wishes for the new year. I truly hope and pray that it's a blessed year for you. And as I've been preparing this devotional, I've just made notes for myself that it really is a time to make New Year's resolutions, and we tend to make all sorts of plans for the new year. But then I need to ask the question, is it a time to do that? I had such a good giggle at our Christmas table when the all too familiar question was asked, what are your New Year's resolutions? Most of the people that were in attendance just shrugged and added that they don't make New Year's resolutions anymore because they're impossible to keep. I then changed things up a bit and asked what the goals and dreams for 2023 were. And this time I was saddened because the response wasn't much better. And then I realized that most people feel that they can't dream or make plans. And I think it's because of two reasons. The first is that there's just so much uncertainty in our lives at the moment, and particularly about the future. Nobody knows what is in store for them. And I think COVID taught us that things can change within an instant. We've got issues with Eskom, and then there's also this looming recession. But the second reason is that we're faced with so much disappointment on a daily basis that I think most people don't dare to hope or dream anymore. And this takes me back. It reminds me of one of my teachings in May, and it was titled Living with Expectation, and how when we lose hope and when we have no expectation for a better life, that there is no faith. And then therefore, we can't expect our lives to be any different to the rest of the world. The rest of the world is affected by what is happening around them, and that also determines the trajectory of their lives. But the question today is, how do we keep dreaming and hoping when the world is such a terrible place? One New Year's resolution that was offered on Christmas Day was something that really resonated with me. Two of the people at the table said that their main goal this year was to be closer to God. And the reason it resonated with me is because I believe that every single person, no matter what your relationship is with God, desires to be closer to God. It also resonated with me because there's one particular verse that has kept on coming up in the last couple of months and weeks leading to the end of the year for me. And it's in John 15, verse 4, where it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. And I just want to start at the end of the verse and firstly just clarify one thing. And it says, yeah, the most basic definition of bearing fruit is producing successful results. And I know that every single person that is listening to this wants to be successful in life. I'm not speaking about success in the worldly terms. I'm speaking about where if you've made a resolution or a goal or a plan, the main reason for making all of those is that you want to succeed in that particular area. And so in this verse, we see that there is a promise that is attached to it. It says that we will bear much fruit. This verse actually refers to us operating in the fruits of the Spirit, and we all know them. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. I know that you would agree with me that were we to operate in all of these, that the fruits would lead to produce a successful result in our lives. This tells me that I am able to be excited about plans and dreams for the coming year, because this tells me that I will bear much fruit. In fact, the other promise that resonates with this verse is Jeremiah 29, verse 11, which says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Do you see that there is hope for us? But if you listen carefully and read that verse carefully, you'll see that there is a condition. John 15 verse 4 says, abide in me. It continues a little bit further on to say, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But what does that mean? The word abide is a verb, and it literally means to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy. Take note of the word expectancy. It also means to dwell. And so if we look at the meanings of this word, to stay, remain, and dwell, it speaks of consistency. It's constant communion and not just an occasional visit. We've spoken about this during the course of the year, and I've mentioned on more than one occasion that no one can be in total seclusion and spend time with God 24 hours a day. It is impossible and totally unrealistic. But I want to tell you today that it is possible to be in communion with God all day, continually, as we go about our lives. It's sad to say that many of us have not mastered this, and instead we only draw near to God when we're going through difficult times. And it's normally in that time when we need stuff from God to be able to help us through whatever we're going through. And then once things are going well again, it's very easy again just to drift away. But once again, Jesus makes use of a metaphor here. And this particular metaphor is such a beautiful illustration. Think of it this way, the vine and the branch. We don't see a branch separating itself from the vine and then occasionally visiting to get the nutrients and sustenance it needs. Instead, the vine is what draws life from the earth, and it channels it through to the branch, and only then does the fruit occur naturally. It is in this place of constant abiding that the fruit is yielded. And the same applies to us. Abiding in the Lord is to be in communion with Him all day long. The most beautiful assurance that we have is that He is available to us at all times. And that is found and confirmed in John 1 John verse 4 to 13, where it says, "By this we know that we can abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit." And so yeah, we learn that through the Spirit, we are able to dwell in His presence all the time. He is with us every moment of every day. This is again confirmed in our original verse where it says, "Abide in me and I in you." It says, "He who abides in me and I in him." And so we're able to dwell in His presence, and this is the place where we are able to get to a point of surrender. And once we surrender to Him, it leads to total dependence on Him. And although this should highlight our inabilities, if you continue reading that verse, it says, "Without me, you can do nothing." So even though it highlights the fact that we have no ability of doing very much on our own, it should also emphasize that through Him, we can do all things. And that's also a promise in Philippians 4, verse 13. It says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Both of these verses speak of strength that is available to us, and that we're able to do so much more than what we can imagine. And so it's plain to see that when we unplug from the source of all our strength and blessings, we become unfruitful and can do nothing without Him. When we are connected and intentional about our relationship with God, we produce fruit that God activates in us. But it's very important to stress that we shouldn't be focusing on the fruit, but rather on the connection with God. In fact, the fruit is not something that we can do with self-effort. I don't know about you, but this makes me so excited for this new year. And I want to say to you today, I want to urge you to make those New Year's resolutions. Make those plans. Make vision boards with dreams and hopes. But most importantly of all, even if you just come away with one thing today, and that is to make one resolution, which will be to abide in Him. And the promise is this: there will be fruit. Perhaps you're sitting here thinking, "Teresa, I'm not even in a place where I can dream or hope." Perhaps whatever you're facing with this year is horrendous and you can't even begin to think about anything else other than just getting through the year. And I want to say to you that abiding in Him is not going to change the mountains that you face this year, but there is yet another promise. Listen to John 16, verse 33, which says, "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." And so, yeah, we see distinctly that abiding in Him leads to peace. And interestingly enough, peace is a fruit of the Spirit. I definitely want to enter 2023 with the peace of God. There's another verse in the Word that says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Take note of the word, stayed on you. I want to say today, abide in him. Make that your one main thing this year. And I guarantee you it's going to bear fruit. Let's make this year a better year as we started out with expectation. And then, yeah, expectation for what the future holds. I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome year. And I pray that over you. And I just pray a blessed week for you as well until we meet again next week. Have an awesome day. This has been Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. Until then, goodbye.